Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
If you didn't know it's a Wednesday, now you know. Happy Wednesday to you in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I am Reginald Atatula. Of course, we got the illustrious Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, as he always is. And you, rolling with us, getting involved with the program in the numerous ways that are available to you. There's always the text line, 713-572-4610, where I resent this text, to be completely honest, from the 832. Sean and Reggie disrespecting the Bayou bucket tradition. No.
That's a good one.
I was very earnest. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like it when it's just like, this is a symbol of my hate. This inanimate object is something that you cannot have because I hate you and I won. I think Sean just doesn't like it. So that you point that over there. Also get involved with the program in another way, which we always have to thank the McCarum Injury Lawyers for, which is the live streams. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. How's your Wednesday started?
It's going great, man. Busy morning and getting better by the second.
Yep. Definitely getting better. I feel like sitting and listening to Payne and Pendergast, as I always do to start my mornings. Hearing Nick Caserio, he sounded like his Wednesday is going pretty damn good. Like, I don't know if the boys have put up a better conversation with them. That's right. Yeah. You win six in a row, and I feel like that makes things peachy, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, why would it not?
And so with that, the Texans doing great. It's a good place to be. You have a question about the Texans that I'm interested in, because if we can answer this question in the affirmative, I think that there should be a lot of confidence in this team, as I think there already is. But what's the question, John Lopez?
And by the way, the question, not contrived. It actually hit me like a ton of bricks.
There's someone in the car that's like, I'm sick of hearing the word contrived. I ain't heard the word contrived in 2 years, and I heard it 32 times in the last 12 minutes.
Think about it. Have the Texans become a clutch team? Have they become a clutch team? Remember back not too long ago when D'Amico was up there, man, you know, it was another one-score game, and we're like completely eye-rolling the whole
That's right.
Idea.
That's right. We were close.
Because we watched the game.
Close.
Yeah, we're close. It's a one-score game. And we're like, nah, it didn't feel like a one-score game. Didn't feel like you guys were about to break through at any moment. Well, since then, specifically since, I guess, the Seattle game, and after that, you have a real, tough game against the Niners.
That's right.
Then you have Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, by the way.
Well, you have a few games in between then.
No, I'm saying like just clutch moments.
Sure.
Yeah, but there were some others.
I mean, you skipped over a big one, which is the Jaguars game in which you look like you are going to lose that game for three quarters. Yeah. And then here comes the fourth quarter where you're able to pull a little something out of your keister.
No, that's the best one probably, and I skipped right over that.
Yeah.
But the one I was thinking of, Josh Allen is doing Josh Allen things, pulling it out of, as you like to say, keister.
That's right.
With spectacular plays and hooking ladders and everything else. And then what happened? And then you make a play.
That's right.
And then you win the game. You go to Indian.
That's a play in the red zone, is it not? Defensively?
Yeah, wasn't it Lassiter?
Yeah.
Then you go to Indianapolis. And albeit, you know, Daniel Jones had a little bit of a knee thing going on and all that, but you go in there.
It's football, man. We're not making too many excuses.
And then you go into Kansas City with the most clutch quarterback in the history outside of Tom Brady of football, and you win there. Are they clutch all of a sudden?
Like seeing this question on our doc, I was like, I bristled at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it feels like historically when you think of the word clutch, at least when it comes to football or really in any sport, mm-hmm. you think of more of an offensive minded portion of this, right?
You
think of going and getting out the mud. You mentioned Patrick Mahomes. That is maybe the epitome of clutch in the National Football League mm-hmm. is being in what I like to call the Phillip Rivers situation, which, oh God, he's back in the NFL again. Mm-hmm. That just hit me anew in that moment. But back in the last time that mm-hmm. he was in the NFL, when he was back playing for the San Diego, not Los Angeles Chargers, when you'd get the football and you're down a score and you got 25 seconds and you mm-hmm. got to go the length of the field with no timeouts, right? That's what you start thinking of. At least that's what it's conjured in my mind when I think of clutch. I don't know if the Texans do that, mm-hmm. right? Like even in this game against the Cardinals, admittedly, a team that is not on your level, but a team that at least was trying and they were scrapping or whatever.
Right.
You had a moment at the end of the half where you go and you get a field goal, right? Like you can go and do that, but I don't know how confident I am in them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about this team being a clutch team, it feels like they are finding that defensively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I then answer the question if I'm split where it's like, in certain circumstances, yes.
Well, I think there's just, see, my answer is yes. I mean, just
flatly,
frankly, yes. Because, you know, there's clutch quarterback play, and then there's clutch. You can be clutch defensively. You can be clutch making a play in the red zone against one of the, you know, the greatest quarterbacks in the game today in Josh Allen. You can be clutch by going into Kansas City and being, unshaken and pretty much controlling the game, even though there were some very, very dicey moments in the third quarter. But clutch is not just a quarterback stat. You know, you like to say that wins is not a quarterback stat by itself.
Correct.
Clutch is not a quarterback stat by itself.
Strong
either.
Agree.
And so that's why, you know, I started thinking about this as if we're just looking at, like, since the Seattle game, they've been clutch a lot more than they haven't been. I get Denver. You know, I get that the Denver game slipped away.
And if you want to make an excuse there is one to be made in that you had to make a quarterback change in the midst of that mm-hmm. game. In fact, early on, into that game, and you bring in your, I think you bring up in anybody cold, but particularly your backup quarterback who does not have the mm-hmm. benefit of reps, not even really, I mean, scout team reps maybe, but that's not within the system and what you're doing. That is always a tough circumstance in the National Football League. We know that as a given.
Absolutely. And here's the other part about it that I want to ask you and Figgy. Well, first of all, Figgy, do you think the Texans have become a clutch team? After all that nonsense earlier in the year?
I don't want to say clutch, but I feel like they are not messing up the game like they did in the past, like as far as giving the game up.
It's almost like people don't want to say it.
Yeah,
no, that's, I'll admit it. I don't feel comfortable saying it. Even though
you kind of described clutch.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I feel like they're not the team that will be up 24-0 and mm-hmm. lose the game now.
In the past,
I would have thought that.
There are so many things about this team that we're just afraid to say, you know, because of the history of the
history,
organization.
Both recent and long term.
Yeah.
I think I understand that. And I think that this is where maybe the clutch conversation comes back to the larger conversation that we've had at times about where the league is or where at least the mm-hmm. conference is. And I look at who are the teams that make you pay in those moments. And okay, you start looking at it and I go, Drake May and the Patriots
mm-hmm.
have been a team where they have actually benefited from a fairly light schedule in the moment where they could have proven that they have some level of, I don't know, aptitude in clutch. it felt like they lost that circumstance against the Bills. Maybe the Bills is the team that you would hold up as probably one of the best teams to be able to do the clutch things.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to have a good record and a good handle on playing them, at least historically. We'll see if that continues to be the case if you match up with them again.
Yeah.
The Broncos are one of those teams that I pop up with. You handle them pretty well, but again, you have this one circumstance that you're talking about where you lose your quarterback that I think skews the data a little bit, but that'd be a question, especially because the defense is incredible. And offensively, Bo Nix, that's kind of been his calling card to mm-hmm. this point in his mm-hmm. early and young NFL career, is get him in the fourth quarter, let him do things. Plus, of late, you look at it and Bo Nix has actually been playing better football over the like last three, 4 weeks. I was reading a piece, I believe, in The Ringer. I think it was Stephen Ruiz. That sounds about right. Where now you look at him passing the ball 10 yards plus down the field mm-hmm. in those circumstances where he had not done that as well. He's actually becoming a better quarterback, and I have to give him some credit for that. So that's one of the teams that I look at clutch-wise. But I guess the point ultimately being, I look at a lot of these teams. I don't know exactly where I am with the Jacksonville Jaguars. It looks like you're going to probably have the Steelers in the AFC North as opposed to the Ravens. And with that being the case, mm-hmm. I feel like I look over there and I go, I'm not that scared of clutch-wise. A long way of saying it, I don't know that there are teams that I think can make you pay.
Yeah.
And in that way, I think that raises whatever clutch factor wherever I am. And I'm like, I don't know exactly if they're hitting the bar. I think also the bar around the league has lowered for teams that'll make you pay in clutch circumstances.
But see, you and Figgy both said, and I'm not picking on you guys. I think we're...
Go ahead, pick on him.
Because I fall in the same boat. I'm afraid to say things sometimes, and I was kind of hesitant to say that I think they've become a clutch team. Because you described a team that is better than the other teams they're facing, you know, overall. You know, they can do things a lot better. Figgy described, a team that, I'm not going to say they're clutch, but they won't screw up a 24-0 lead. That is also being clutch. You know, there are things about this.
Is it clutch or a little bit dominant? Because I feel like their wins lately mm-hmm. has been, especially on the defense, been super dominant.
Mm-hmm.
To me, when I look at clutch, I feel like, I always go to maybe the 2-minute offense. Like where they're down three.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, they about to go win this game.
And I think
I know they had some, but I feel like their wins been super dominant, man.
That's fair, but maybe I just look at it differently. Like if I know this team is better than the other one, I don't worry in the tense moments, whether it's protecting a 24-0 lead or a 24-23 lead. I know that they have it in them to put that game away. And that's how I would define clutch.
Do you feel like, let's say the Houston Texans were down 3 points
mm-hmm.
and there's maybe 2 minutes left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like everybody in the league is like, man,
it ain't over.
Yeah. Do you feel like you got that type of feeling when it comes to this team?
Yes. And we saw it against Buffalo. You know, they were up. But it was last 2 minutes, you know, driving down the field, Josh Allen with the ball in his hand.
But see, they were up, but Josh Allen was awful, man. they were dominant.
Yeah.
I don't look at that as clutch. Yeah. I look at that as just dominant.
Maybe, but yeah, I feel
even
like,
with Patrick Mahomes, man, that was just dominant, man. Mm-hmm. He had the worst game of his career. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen had the worst game of his career. As well. I just look at that as dominant.
I think, and that's what we're talking about with this defense. When you get to a certain point, I think that the expectation is one of those things that's interesting. I will give this defense to the moniker of a clutch defense because mm-hmm. they're coming up with turnovers as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming up with stops, even though I think teams have been a little bit more reluctant to try them on fourth down in some of those circumstances. They're coming up with stops in those moments. The question I have, and I don't know that there's a good answer for it, is if you have the offense in that circumstance,
mm-hmm.
can they respond? I will say I feel better about that than I have at any point in the season now, in particular because of what they've done, what CJ's done to find an equilibrium on offense. And then also one of the things that we talked about yesterday, it also feels like they're doing better things to help him make those plays off schedule. I mean, one, obviously on schedule, but also off schedule if it goes that way. And I think that those will lend themselves to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel like they're more clutch than I want to give them credit for. I'm just not willing to flatly put the label that in any circumstance they are going to get it done
mm-hmm.
In that moment.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the Denver Broncos are more clutch?
I don't even know that I could.
They had a lot of close wins too.
Yeah, they point to the quarterback there, and I think that's where it kind of gets skewed. People tend to think of it as a quarterback stat, and I don't think it is. You know, I think because Bo Nix has made some plays, including against the Texans.
Yeah, but see, when you talk about clutch, you always go to the quarterback or the offense. Like a comeback, that's when you think of clutch. Mm-hmm. Unless you mention clutch defense, that would just kind of put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like they do have a clutch defense, but, you know, that's going to be something that hopefully, well, the defense has shown that they're capable of doing it offensively. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you don't have to find out how clutch they are offensively, and the recipe that they've had continues to work. I think that that's been the scare. That's been the fear that we've been guarding ourselves against with this offense is what happens if you find yourself in that circumstance.
Right, right.
Maybe the best answer is hopefully we don't have to find out at any point. They can continue to ride this recipe, because if they do, it feels like that is working really well for them. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 here on a Wednesday. Coming up next, Did this answer from Nick Caserio, who joined Payne and Pendergast earlier, did it make you feel better about the evaluation process that this team has? Because there's a new man on the 53-man roster. Let's talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. Hump day if you so choose. Apparently, the Texans are moving to add more depth. If you heard Nick Caserio on at 7:30, I think he talked for about 45 minutes with the fellas at Payne and Pendergast this morning. One of the things they asked about was the interior of that defensive line, right? Mm-hmm. With Tim Settle and Mario Edwards going back, or going down rather, in back-to-back weeks. you know, is this going to be an internal thing? Or are you going to look for somebody? And both on the GM show with Texans Radio and with Payne and Pendergast, Caserio was like, you know, we feel like we have pieces and we'll go with what we have. We'll obviously look and see if there's anybody. And before too long, not more than a couple hours later, the Texans have signed defensive tackle Marcus Harris to the practice squad. He has played with the Tennessee Titans this year. I haven't gotten a chance to look at what his game has looked like, but I mean, obviously not a major player by any means for that team, but they add another body into the fold.
You need other bodies. That's the only place on the defense where, and we've talked about it, where, you know, you kind of think, all right, well, one of the deepest places on the squad has become thin all of a sudden. I don't mind it. I mean, this is a squad that we clearly know now is trying to find every conceivable piece that can help them get where they want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Somebody talked about the intro. I always forget the intro still has you taking a whiff of the smelling salts. Did you see Jalen Petrie in this game?
Yeah, he handled it better than I did.
Yeah, he didn't move at all, which I was like, at that point, has the smelling salts, yeah, have they worn off
you
there?
May want to check.
Have we done too much?
Yes, I was like, this dude needs to check his nasal cavity.
Nah, you might have a serious problem.
Right.
I mean, he went and like nothing. I was like, oh, boy.
You sure that smelling salt?
In fact, it looked like he took a second whiff as if to see if it was working. And I was like, hey, man, do we need to have a conversation about what's happening here, Jalen?
I got knocked out of my chair.
So we mentioned, obviously, Michael Harris being signed to the practice squad for the Texans. But a more important transaction came across the wire yesterday. I was sitting minding my good business yesterday, and I saw the email that came through.
Yep.
Texans roster transaction. I was like, transaction? What transaction would they be making at this point? And all of a sudden, I saw number 26 of your program, number one of your heart, yep, Jawar Jordan signed to the 53-man roster.
Sometimes you're just happy for a dude, right? And Jawar Jordan is not one that we've interviewed, talked to a lot. I don't know the young man.
I'm pretty sure he didn't talk a lot.
Yeah, and he doesn't, according to others. So it's not like I know this guy, and, you know, I'm just happy for the production and the opportunity, making the most of it, getting the production, and getting rewarded.
Without question.
You know?
No, without question. The question that does pop up, though, or the thing that has been the case, having a player who comes in and in his debut puts up 101 yards when you've looked at this running back room and been like, various noises to that sound. You go, what took so long?
Mm-hmm.
That was a question that thankfully Seth asked of Caserio when he was talking with the fellas earlier today. This was Nick Caserio's answer on when it came to what took so long to get Jawar Jordan in the mix.
Yeah, well, I mean, he played a bunch in the preseason, a fairly productive preseason. And the reality is, if you're not kind of a starter on offense or defense, then are you playing on fourth down and what's your role there? So I'd say when you look at that running back room, like, we kind of have a couple different types of players. I mean, Dare, I would say he's a utility player who has value offensively in the kicking game. You know, we felt good about Nick, and then Woody has kind of given us a certain level of performance. Then it's a matter of, all right, how many backs are you going to take to the game? How many, you know, on each week's going to be a little bit different. British kind of has his role where he's kind of a fullback, kind of hybrid back. You know, he's a kicking game player. So you kind of have to look at the entire picture and then just figure out, well, you know, what makes the most sense. I would say more than anything last week, you know, we probably knew Nick wasn't going to play. So then it's, what are our options? You know, we have Woody, we have Darway, and then we're probably going to need another back at the game. So I would say we went through the course of the week. You know, Jawar had a good week of practice. Jawar has been one of our better practice players during the course of the year on the practice squad. He's been recognized multiple times for the practice as the practice squad player of the week. So he's improved individually, I would say. He's helped our team at different points, and he showed the ability to get yards and carry the ball when he had his opportunities in the preseason. So the reality is, you're never really going to know when an opportunity is going to come. And a lot of this is, we're just trying to manage the roster, manage our depth, and then just look at it. Now, we know we're taking 47, 48 to the game each week. What does that look like? So you have a group playing offensively, a group playing defensively, group playing on fourth down. I would say your best chance to get to the game, honestly, early, is on fourth down, and then you kind of work backwards. So, again, kind of go week to week with it, but I would say that's probably like an overview of just the overall process.
Oh, okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
See, I think that's largely, you know, part of the reason, because, you know, we all know how important special teams is. Dare is not going to, you know, as much as he might be a liability now coming out of the backfield, he is valuable in special teams. So I think it's largely true. But one thing was conveniently sort of talked around there, and that is, you know, the politics involved. He didn't mention Damian Pierce's name one time. Damian Pierce, they were trying to find a place for him to be able to be on the 53. He's a draft pick, kind of his last opportunity. So Jawar Jordan, kind of because of the politics of it all and not being able to be a, you know, a fourth down type back, was kind of an after, not an afterthought, but was kind of left behind.
Well, I for some reason I took the fourth down comment about like as special teams, mm-hmm. whether it's like punt or what have you.
Right.
And if you talk about the role, I'm glad you mentioned Damian Pierce. You talk about the role Damian Pierce had. It feels like Jawar could fit that pretty well because he's not the fastest guy. So I also don't want to get wild about this. But if you talk about a return guy, it feels like that is something that he probably could fit to some degree.
But he wasn't a fourth round pick. That was on Nick Caseri's watch. See, and I'm not trying to bash on Nick because I think that's just the way it is around the NFL in general.
Yeah, and you know? he did mention they're trying to, you know, manage their roster, and I imagine that's a part, as the texter makes mention of. why he makes the 53-man roster. He just displayed his wares to the tune of 101 mm-hmm. yards. You don't think somebody going to come and sniff around your practice squad and see if they come get him?
Yeah.
But it does make me think, like, again, you have a guy with some juice, and if you talk about doing special teams things and having some juice running the football, I hate to do this thing because it feels like, I have had a thing against him, especially going back to training camp. Hey, Nick Chubb. Like, Nick mm-hmm. Chubb as a player, I know that they've had a lot of deference to him and his experience. But what do we talk about right now? It is a what have you done for me lately league. And I know that you might think, all right, well, having the thunder and lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But Woody Marks runs pretty consistently across like what you want him to do. And then you mentioned British Brooks. It didn't feel like they have given a thought to handing him the football. And if you need like the power running circumstance, it feels like you could substitute what Nick Chubb does for what British Brooks does.
In some situations, right? But because his body has changed. He's gotten bigger. Because he's more of a blocker and such, and less of a ball carrier. But in some of the, you know, the between the tackles, mash it in there kind of plays, yes, I would agree.
But my larger point being, if we've going to the offensive line, which is not the same thing, the conversation was get your best five guys on the field, basically mm-hmm. like get the best guys in here. And I know fit matters when we talk about things. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But your running back room is not so strong that you don't just try and make sure you have the best guys available to do these things. Mm-hmm. Even if you're talking about we need guys to do these different roles, I still have questions as to the way that it came together fit-wise in this running back room.
But somehow, some way, much like the offensive line, they did get here. Whether it was finally making a decision on Damian Pierce, the injuries, et cetera, and for him to be on the 53, you're right. I mean, it could have been as much protecting him as using him, because we still don't know what Nick Chubb's status is going to be.
No, because, I mean, ribs, yeah. I always, whenever I hear something about ribs, I'm like, that's got to be mm-hmm. one of the most uncomfortable things
absolutely.
To walk around with. Like, laughing, breathing makes you hurt. So I don't know how rapidly that gets fixed, mm-hmm. although, we know, sometimes it's a needle away from playing football, you know?
Maybe.
But
you can have that needle.
I am so intrigued now that they've gotten to this place, but there is a little thing in the back of my mind that goes, all right, that's another one where mm-hmm. you go, took them a while to get here.
It sure did.
Took them a while to get here.
There's a lot of reasons for that.
But they're here. Yeah. They are here. And it everything, right, like everything is healed and fixed by the fact that you are 9-5. You are firmly planted in the playoffs as of right now with ideas on moving up and winning your division if the Denver Broncos can comply. That's all fine and good, and I think that the good vibes will carry this. But I don't want to ignore that portion, which continued to, like, that was the thing. As I'm seeing this Jawar Jordan breakout, I'm like, man, it felt like we had some, mm-hmm. we had some of these feelings early on, and we just now got to this place. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I think that there's things that very much hit me in a more positive way from Nick Caserio when he sat with Payne and Pendergast. We'll get to some of those as well as we continue on this Wednesday show. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. One of the sporting events that was happening yesterday was the Emirates NBA Cup. We have a champion. It is the New York Knicks. They won something for the first time, and they were having fun with it. Mm-hmm. But it feels like it was contrived, right? Like, we
yes,
can do this.
It
was contrived. So question of the day, what are the biggest contrivances in sports? Or outside of sports, 713-572-4610. Let's have that conversation next. All right, question of the day time here in the loop on this Wednesday. What are the biggest contrivances in and outside of sports? Because it felt like one of the ones that I bristled at this being called a contrivance. However, I cannot lie and say that it is not. NBA Cup final was yesterday. The NBA world at least stopped for this. And dare I say it, it was a fantastic basketball game between mm-hmm. the Spurs and the Knicks, with the Knicks showing, you talk about clutch, the bravado and the clutch late in the game to, one, come back from being down like a handful of points versus
the
Spurs.
Down, was they like were five? Down 11 late in the third.
Was it? Yeah, but yeah. I was talking about late in the fourth, like within the last 5-6 minutes, they were down something like five. They come back, they have a nice little lead, and they walk it out. And the Knicks won something for mm-hmm. the first time in however long. But the NBA Cup itself, it is a contrivance. I would argue it's a good contrivance. We can have that discussion or not if you would like. But question of the day, what are some of the biggest contrivances?
Yeah, what are some contrived sporting events, some contrived events in life? I'll say this about the NBA Cup, because you and I differ. Well, we agree that it's just they're kind of forcing it a little bit here.
Sure.
And I think there's a place for it. Eventually it might gain footing, but it's not there right now. You watched most of the game. I actually ended up watching most of the game, mostly because there wasn't anything else on that I hadn't already caught up on or whatever.
So you're telling me you didn't watch Jacksonville State play football?
I didn't. I did not, and I probably should have checked in on that, but I didn't.
It was a good game with them.
And so there wasn't a lot there. But contrive things in sports. It is that. It's an Adam Silver, hey, let's do this and make it seem really, really cool and big. You know?
Yeah, and I will say, Charles Barkley got a lot of heat because he said, I think the headline showed that he called the NBA Cup embarrassing. I think the actual quote that he gave was something to the effect of, it's embarrassing that we have to pay players who are already well compensated to play hard. Maybe so. But they are playing hard. Like, you can't say of any of the NBA Cup games, whether it's group stage, the knockout round, or the final, they played hard as hell, which is the objective of this, like, what they were trying to get. This time of year when people tune out for reasonable reasons, right? Yeah. You got football going both pro and college, which is a different level of pro. And you got all sorts of other things. It's the fall, so I'm sure that you've got other things going. People are not tapping into basketball with an additional reason being, well, ain't nobody trying. Mm-hmm. You can't say that right now, at least when it comes to NBA Cup games, because they are playing hard. I think the point, how the point disparity changes the possibility, makes so that teams are playing all the way through the end hard basketball. I think those show up. And I have to say, as much as you're saying it does not matter in the larger scale, I kind of think that this was the perfect outcome for it to kind of matter. Like, the Knicks were the perfect team to try and win this because I've been saying, like in soccer, because that's what they're modeling this after. Yeah, you can win your league, but then you can get these other tournaments that are happening. And those are perfect for the teams that go, I don't know if we're going to win that big thing, but we can win something.
Yeah.
And the Knicks are a team that ain't won nothing in such a long time, and they were so hungry to win it. Mm-hmm. They was out there looking like they won a championship, and I think that's the point, right? Yeah. Is to give more teams an opportunity to win something and have more goals to push towards than just this one thing.
Yeah.
I think that the Knicks being that team might have accelerated the getting to a place where this means something like 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah. All right, so contrived things. I'm interested in y'all's answers. The ones that popped up in mind for me were celebrity, pretty much, I said boxing matches earlier, pretty much celebrity anything. You know, like celebrity.
Oh, like celebrity boxing, Survivor celebrity, or anything like that.
Survivor, celebrity, you know what I mean? Whatever. I'm like, they are just trying to make up something and make it look like a competition.
I feel like that with the celebrity basketball games, the All-Star game.
There you go.
Well, I'm just like, I don't want to see this, man.
I don't care.
I want to see Quavo sitting here balling out, or Drewski in the paint and all this other stuff. Yeah. I don't care that.
Yes. Well, one, there used to be a time where, like, I think this is also the death of celebrity to some degree, because half the times when we talk about quote-unquote celebrity.
Influencers.
Who the hell is this person?
Yeah, they all influencers pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Non-sports, another one just popped into my mind right before we started this segment. I said earlier, gender reveals to me are just becoming way too contrived. People are trying. I saw somebody drop like a giant balloon on this field, and it covered everybody in, I think it was pink. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
For the gram, baby. Doing it for the gram.
And that was my other one. This one to me is always contrived. And I get it, you know, you're kind of showing off and happy to be at this restaurant or whatever, but Insta food pics, like, you know, this flaming crab tower or something. I think a lot of restaurants, to their credit, try to create something that would look good on the gram on their menu, you know, because they know people are going to tweet it out, take pictures, you know, all that.
I kind of push back on that one. I think those are the new ways of advertising, man.
Well, because, from the restaurant perspective, I'm not like everybody's posting a picture of their food. Okay, I guess, but it seems just a little bit contrived.
There are some that are absolutely forcing it that way. I when it comes to like cuisine and like culinary arts, I guess, if I want to really lean into it, I think that plating and that presentation is part of it. So it's part of the experience. I think people are taking it. Maybe some people are taking it up a notch. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, a lot of people are more putting things online. You know,
a little goes a long way for me because I get it. You're right. What about you guys? Like things that are just too forced, too controlled.
Well, you know what one of my answers will be, and I will try not to stick on it because it's one of those things where I go off and I get on my soapbox. College football playoff rankings that are all the way up to the final one. It is here for us to argue. They don't serve a purpose. Actively, we've seen this year how it actually makes it harms the last one. We need to stop doing it, but we won't because the money is all there.
Mm-hmm.
The money is there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one, man, because y'all, Yeah, I'm trying to think.
The texter came in with. Go ahead.
No, no. The first thing I thought about was that celebrity basketball game or celebrity. Like, if you're in person, like, I know a lot of people do the charity softball games. I'm not really mad at that because it's for a good cause. But just the let's air this on TV and watch the celebrity basketball and then try to take it serious. It's just like, man, we don't even need no commentators for this, man.
And maybe I'm just, it's becoming too much. I say love. I mean, I'll watch it. I think it's kind of cool. Like the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
But now you're getting most... whatever, you know, hummus ever eaten, you know.
But those have been happening.
Yeah, they have.
I guess those have been happening.
They're all out there now.
Yeah, man. Someone mentioned NBA All-Star Weekend. I would like to focus specifically on the NBA dunk contest, right? I think that this has become a contrivance. There was a point where it mattered. I think that it is a contrivance because we keep trying to make this a thing when it doesn't have to be a thing. Like, we are arguing. We're all frustrated by it. We all know there's not a good answer. We could just kill it. Like, we could just not do this. We don't have to do this. Now, of course, for the TV of it all.
It's kind of like the Astrodome. Nobody wants to pull the trigger.
We don't have to keep doing this.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to be the one that, like, killed.
Yeah. You know? And we all just come back and we hate watching and we're mad and we're like, we just don't have to do this.
And if y'all complain about it, why don't y'all do, or when I say complain, I'm talking about NBA players that's complaining that, oh, why they get rid of. Why don't you go out there and do it?
Yeah, go save it then.
Yeah.
LeBron better not say anything about them getting rid of the dunk contest.
That's a great point.
You go out there and do it then.
Yeah, because back in the day, you had, you know, Dominique and Jordan. Yeah. And, you know,
and LeBron been stringing along everybody for years about maybe I should do it and never did it.
Somebody said the most contrived things is the Texans running up the middle. Baby birthday parties is one because they won't remember them. Guinness Book of World Records.
I disagree on the baby birthday party thing. Yeah. Like, there are some of them, certainly. Mm-hmm. I think that they serve as an opportunity, like, to celebrate for the adults at times. Now, yes, you'll say that it's supposed to be about the baby, but sometimes we have the party about the baby ostensibly, but we have fun ourselves. Why not? Like, I think that has value. But, yes, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. What about, I was looking up, what about, look, I know I'm going to get some pushback for this because I don't really play fantasy football. But when ESPN block off a whole 2 hours at the beginning of the season,
for the fantasy
football where
draft.
It's just like a round table, it look NFL draft style.
That probably gets higher ratings than the dunk contest.
It probably do. But I feel like I feel like at a point, they're kind of forcing it to me, man. It's just like, man, like maybe it's just me. Yeah. Maybe a lot of people do, you know, check into that and try to see. But I feel like people that play fantasy football, they kind of have an idea what they're going to do. I don't think you need 2 hours of ESPN to kind of figure it out.
Yeah. Another good one from the 281, Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks.
Yeah, because they're...
I agree. It's forced.
We have enough pseudo-access at this point, because even access, if you say that, there's arguments to be made about, like, who has editorial control and so on and so forth. But, yeah, we have enough to where these things don't feel like they're insightful. Mm-hmm. They don't feel like they're useful. They're edited to a place where...
They're orchestrated.
Yeah, it's like why are we still doing this? Mm-hmm. These don't feel, and the stories are now kind of falling flat because we've seen the story enough times where it's trite. So yeah, while someone mentioned baby like baby parties, how about these people that feel like they feel the need to dress their babies up like some level of wish fulfillment of themselves?
Like Smokey from Friday.
That baby does not want to be wearing Jordans right now. They don't.
I'm going to push back on that.
That baby doesn't need a pea coat.
I just think it's cool, man. They look cute.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that buy like expensive designer stuff. Yeah, like I remember a little boy, he had to be about 2 years old. He had a Gucci jacket. And I'm like, man, and this wasn't a rich person, by the way.
Well, that's the problem.
And it's just like, come on, man. Yeah, he gonna outgrow that jacket in 3 weeks.
Wear it once.
From the 832, can I say that the question of the day is contrived? You can. Yeah. You can. But
it's the whole idea.
That's right.
The whole Fast and the Furious franchise movie thing, I feel like that's a little bit forced.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on the movie franchises that are forced, because we'll be here all day and we don't have time for any of that. But there you go. Question of the day. Salute to the New York Knicks for the NBA Cup. If nobody else appreciates it, I do. Because I think that, one, I appreciate the fact that you got hard basketball being played, and two, I like where this is going. I think this can be successful. And it felt like it last night, at least for those
that were tapped in. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Back to something that maybe you call it a tribe, maybe you don't. Let's get some around the NFL where there is a quarterback that it seems like is ending his run as a starter in the league. Let's talk about that and more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.